Off the Ball. GAA.
Probably booing.
Text me last night at 6 o'clock. Any sign of these power rankings? No, Pat. You won't be getting 8 hours to prep to rip me asunder. You'll get to see it the morning of.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, Ulster's worst fears regarding Ben Moxham are confirmed. Leinster will be without Kieran Frawley for Saturday's visit of Clermont to the Aviva. And the French duo accused of rape during their summer tour of Argentina are acquitted. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Mike Prendergast has confirmed that his name is in the hat for the vacant head coach's position at Munster. He only recently signed a 2-year extension to continue as the province's attack coach, but Prendergast would like to make the step up as head coach.
Yeah, look, I envisaged him being a head coach, I suppose, more so over the last number of years. I suppose the more experience you get, the different environments I've been in, the different coaches, head coaches that I've been under. I suppose you take a lot from that, and I suppose it gets you thinking that the longer you're in your career, you know, what direction you want to go. It's something I would have envisaged. If it's now or if it's in the future, I suppose the club will decide that. But as of now, I've signed up as the attack coach. Really happy. I love doing that as well. So I suppose time will tell on that side. Well, I've signed up for 2 years to be the attack coach. And then obviously the head coach role will be something that the club will make a decision on over the next, as the club have been, I suppose, very clear on. They're not rushing into anything because they've got to get it right. And I think everyone respects that. But look, my name is in the pot, if you want to say it that way, along with a lot of other, I'm sure, good coaches as well. So, as I said, time will probably tell.
Winger Calvin Nash believes Prendergast has all the right tools to be an excellent head coach.
Yeah, I suppose that kind of calm presence is really good, I feel like, especially, you know, when things are going very well for you, you need someone to kind of calm you down a bit as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, when a team is going very well, you need them to keep you central and keep you on ground, where when things are not maybe going well, you also need someone calm to say, this is what we focus on, this is what we're going to build towards. And I feel like Prendy will be class at that. Yeah, and then obviously he knows a lot of the players, he knows the way we want to play. So, you know, naturally he'd be a good fit if he were to be selected for head coach, I feel.
And Prendergast told me that there's no time frame yet on when that appointment will be made.
Oh, there hasn't been. There's been nothing. Again, we're just, as I said, cracking on, doing our jobs. The club are taking their time. It's obviously a huge appointment, and they're going to take their time. Like, they've been very, I suppose, straightforward with. And so, you know, as I said, our roles haven't changed, and they'll make it, I suppose, in the right time frame that they feel is right.
Munster's front row issues are easing with a pool 3 trip to Castres next on the horizon for them. Dave Kilcoyne could play for the first time since Stephen's Day of last year, having resumed full training after an ankle injury. Ollie Yeager's also recovered from the neck injury he sustained in October's URC win over the Ospreys and is available for Friday night. Conor Murray, though, will miss Friday's game with an elbow injury but is expected back in the coming weeks. Jean Klein is said to be progressing well from the neck injury he picked up on international duty last month, but he remains unavailable. Ulster have confirmed that Ben Moxham will be sidelined for around 9 months. Scans have revealed that the winger suffered an ACL tear in his right knee during last month's URC defeat at home to Leinster. Moxham will undergo surgery next week with the hope that the 23-year-old will be fit for the start of next season. Stuart Moore and Ben Carson will be monitored this week ahead of Saturday's Investec Champions Cup clash with Bordeaux. Both sustained soft tissue injuries in the heavy defeat to Toulouse. John Cooney, a reported transfer target of Bordeaux's in recent weeks, has recovered from a hamstring injury, and he could feature against the top Couture side at the Kingspan. For their part, Bordeaux will travel to Belfast without Matthew Jalibert after reporting an issue with his thigh. The France international fly half has been given the weekend off. Fullback Romain Bourras will also miss the Ulster game as he continues his recovery from a thigh problem of his own.
Off the Ball is coming to the 3 Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll. And in the white corner, England's World Cup winner, Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member, Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France.
Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
Kieran Frawley will miss Leinster's Pool 2 meeting with Claremont at the Aviva this Saturday. He was replaced by Jordy Barrett at halftime of Sunday's bonus point win away to Bristol, having suffered a back injury. Barrett could once again be deployed at full back on Saturday, with Hugo Keenan still out with a wrist injury that'll keep him sidelined for a few weeks. James Lowe continues to nurse a calf injury, and the winger will be assessed this week but won't play against Claremont. Tyke Furlong and Will Connors remain absent from Leo Cullen's options in the pack. Attack coach Tyler Blaindall has given an insight into what he expects from Claremont at the Aviva.
Yeah, they're hugely physical, you know. They're big men, they play physical, they have great set piece, you know, very disciplined and deliberate with their kicking game. And I guess that's balanced with some real game breakers. So it's going to be a great challenge for us, and we're going to have to kind of take care of all of what I've just said, but also try and pose our game on top of them.
And it will be a first home game, of course, for Jordy Barrett, who was delighted to link up with his former Hurricanes coach, Blaindall.
It's been great. When I signed, it was unbeknown to me that there was an option for Tyler to come up here. So the minute I found out he was heading up here to Leinster, I was absolutely wrapped. It's great for my continuity in terms of my game. I guess from a selfish perspective, trying to get better and grow my game. He's a great coach who obviously played a lot of 10 and 12. So, can coach me, I guess, on the individual perspective, one-on-one really well. And, it was awesome for the Hurricanes, and I'm sure he's going to add a lot of value to this Leinster group.
Shane Bolton's rotten luck with injury continues. A knee injury forced him, of course, to miss the Autumn's Emerging Ireland Tour of South Africa. And now he's to see a specialist regarding the foot injury he suffered in Connacht's recent URC defeat to the Vodacom Bulls. Only after that review will a time frame on Bolton's return be made known. Pete Wilkins' options in the pack are bolstered, though, this week by the returns from rib and foot injuries, respectively, of Dennis Buckley and Joe Joyce, both set out last week's win at home to Zebre. Fly half Josh Ione and centre Piers O'Connor, though, remain absent with ankle and hamstring injuries. It's Perpignan in the south of France for Connacht on Sunday in the Challenge Cup, and a game that defence coach Scott Fardy is relishing.
You know, I think it's why, you know, a lot of talk about European rugby over the last week. I think it's been, for me, it was some of the great experiences of my career going down to France when I was playing for Leinster, and obviously playing in France test matches as well. So, I think it's still a massive part of the game, and it's just going away and doing those things. Going to South Africa, the same. Those kind of away day trips are great for a young squad, great for different guys getting experience, and it's something you always remember. You know, playing. I always remember those games playing in France or playing in South Africa or playing wherever away from home, and having the opportunity to do so. So I think it's a really special part of the game that, you know, what is a huge challenge for to get points away from home, which is massive in France. You can see even in their own home leagues that it's a struggle to win away from home.
France international duo Oscar Jégu and Hugo Aradu have seen the rape charges levelled against them dropped by the Argentine justice system. In the hours that followed France's first test against the Pumas in the summer, Jégu and Aradu were accused of aggravated sexual assault by a 39-year-old woman in Mendoza. They were detained in the Argentine city before being placed under house arrest and weren't able to return to France until September. Jégu resumed playing for his club La Rochelle early last month against Stade Francais, while Aradu was back in the post squad by early October. Both players had maintained their innocence from the start of the case. Their defence lawyer in Argentina, German Hunato, said earlier today, "As we expected, the French players have been acquitted because the sexual assault act was consensual, meaning there was no crime and no doubt they're innocent." The complainant retains the right to appeal, however. The French Rugby Federation, though, say both Jégu and Aradu are now selectable should they be called upon in the new year for the Six Nations by Fabien Galthié. While finally, former France prop Mohamed Awa has been suspended by his club Montpellier. The 30-year-old was arrested for drink driving in the early hours of Monday morning, having been found at nearly four times the legal limit. Awa only returned to Montpellier in the summer with his contract conditional on exemplary behaviour due to his domestic violence conviction. The player apologised to his teammates and bosses following his release from a prison cell yesterday, with Montpellier coach Joan Cadullo saying today that Awa's actions were disappointing. The prop has been suspended by his club and will miss this weekend's Challenge Cup date with the Ospreys and will also be fined. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you. Thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.